FOSDEM 2022. Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Babur Khan and my topic is one-stop shop, wider consensus for programming in embedded FPGAs. I'm a researcher, developer, and a lifelong learner, learning every day. So this is a brief outline of my talk. So first I'll talk about why consensus is in FPGA-based programming is important. Then I'll talk about modern FPGAs and what are their challenges. Third, we'll go for the topic, which is raising abstraction and programming FPGAs. Fourth is one-stop shop practices. So basically, what are those practices that I'm talking about? Fifth is the conclusion, what to expect next. So yeah, let's start. Why consensus in FPGA-based programming? So we are an embedded mobile automotive development room, and a central idea around which this room revolves is amazing. That is, embedded software is transforming the world from automotive to Internet of Things, launching rockets, messing with your phone, or automating your toaster. Small devices, embedded systems, and automations are everywhere. And at the same time, FPGAs are implemented alone or together with CPUs in many automotive systems, as they provide more efficient and quick solutions for hundreds of ECUs within a modern vehicle. And they basically, FPGAs bring performance without consuming more power, and they improve customization. So, but what are those challenges? I mean, first, you see a modern car basically have almost more than 100 million lines of code. And according to the forecast, this number will reach 650 million lines of code in the next 4 or 5 years. And then the challenge is basically you design FPGA traditionally in hardware languages, but that basically is a penalty. You have to pay a penalty when you are basically designing in those languages, because that needs a lot of let's say you have more software programmers as compared to hardware programmers. So the time to market in industry, you need to have basically languages abstraction which basically makes programming FPGAs easier. And then the memory model, especially in modern vehicles, you use this this computer vision algorithms, which are basically they have most of these computer vision algorithms need to be mapped and heavily optimized by hand for complex heterogeneous architectures. So you have this complex heterogeneous architectures in those algorithms. So the idea is that FPGA programming, not even an idea, that basically the goal is this: FPGA programming needs standardization. And it really desperately needs standardization, because you need to bring more software programmers and better software programmers into the space, because you can really build more devices with FPGAs. And the hardware expertise, basically, traditionally you see you have less hardware designers who use hardware description languages as computer software languages. So this is the one consensus which basically I, as a researcher as well, believe that you need a standardization in FPGAs programming. Other thing is that this is a very interesting Turing lecture, in which basically the Turing Award winner basically mentioned that there's a new golden age of computer architecture, where you will have innovations like domain-specific hardware. And when we talk about domain-specific hardware, you automatically think about software abstractions, that you have a sea of heterogeneous architectures in this hardware, basically, and then you have to design your abstractions according to your domain. And that basically itself says that you need more consensus on a software level as well. And that's one of the points. This is why I as well put this slide as well, that this is also one of the motivation for the consensus. Second is that last year I basically, this was a work in progress, I published in Forum on Design Languages. My title for the paper was Using C, C++, and C Sharp for Wider Consensus in High-Level Synthesis Compilers. So basically the main idea behind this work was that how you use these three C-based languages, mainly C and C++, and to some extent C Sharp as well, to develop FPGA-based designs from common API abstractions. So this is, like you see in this paper, this is also one of my, so this basically falls in line with my research as well, and with this idea of standardization, which basically other fellow researchers are as well working. So this is basically a need in the FPGA community, especially in FPGA software community, where you have software developers as well. Let's briefly talk about modern FPGAs. So, I mean, simple, what is an FPGA? At the end of the day, it's an integrated circuit. And then you basically use it for rapid prototyping. So you have a silicon as compared to other silicon, which is ASIC, which basically is not reprogrammable. So you once you tape out, that's it. But on the FPGA, they're more flexible. You can program again and again and again. And the third bullet point, yeah, so I say, yeah, let's cut the crap. It's a cool hardware. So instead of going into a lot of details and convincing people, you can always say, yeah, it's a cool hardware because it's cheap, it's affordable. You can prototype a lot of designs, and I do it. On the right figure, I have this a very economical FPGA connected to my laptop. So I use this for my hobby projects as well. So I say this, a tale of two FPGA platforms. So moving forward with the modern FPGAs. So basically, at the end of the day, there are two FPGAs, two fundamental architectures. One is that you have an FPGA accelerator, which is basically as a coprocessor. It's a coprocessor PCI Express based. This is mostly in servers and x86. And then you have this FPGAs as all programmable system on chip FPGAs, in which you have a hard processor, as you see in the image. You have an ARM-based processor as a hard processor, and then you have a micro-based processor, which is a soft processor built from logical slices. The programming model differs to some extent, but the fundamental programming model remains same for almost for both the FPGAs. Of course, in the the FPGA accelerators, like coprocessor PCI based, they have this overhead of data transfer as well. So, but I will in my talk, basically I talk about both platforms as a programming model. So I don't basically target one platform. So what I talk about in the best practices basically applies to both of the platforms. So, all set to develop and run designs FPGA? Yeah, unfortunately, it's not that easy. So you have this FPGA programming as a hard problem. So, and it's actually true. You developing functionally correct designs can take months, and in some cases years, and it has actually happened with me as well personally in some in hobby projects as well in my research projects sometimes, that even a simple designs, which is basically part of the complete system, it's really difficult to have a functionally correct design because you end up having simulation problems. And then even if you have a working device under test and working design, sometime when you basically integrate in that complete system, in that tool chain, then it's basically, it happens that the functional correctness is lost. So it's a hard problem. So, and that's basically makes it more challenging for research and more for more ideas. However, how we tackle this challenge of FPGA programming when we say it's a hard problem? We say that, okay, we go for raising abstraction and programming FPGA. So raising abstraction and programming FPGA means that basically we are, in simple words, like I mentioned in the start of my talk, that we basically move from low-level hardware details with where you basically program an FPGA with hardware description languages like VHDL and Verilog, and then you move on a higher level where you basically design FPGAs in embedded software languages like C++, or you have this domain-specific languages. And specifically, what we mean by raising abstraction and programming FPGA. We, in most cases, you use high-level synthesis, basically, which is not something new. It's since last more than 30 decades, it's part of the FPGA community. But since some last years, as FPGAs are becoming more and more, more and more,